Helen, here's one for you. Stacey Rollins says, could we restock the oceans by releasing captive-bred fish? We're being encouraged to eat a lot of fish for health reasons. This is depleting the oceans. If we breed them in captivity, can we then release them into the wild and repopulate the wild?
It's a very nice idea in some ways, but first of all, you have to think about the scale of what you're trying to do here. The oceans are absolutely enormous. The numbers of fish we're catching are absolutely enormous, and I just don't think we have the technology, if we even wanted to go about this, if we thought it was a good idea. We are doing some smaller scale things. Some European eels, for example, are being restocked. And I'm sort of saying that in inverted commas because they aren't actually being bred in captivity. They're just being moved around the place because in some areas they're doing very, very badly. So the tiny baby eels are being moved to try and restock rivers to allow people to carry on fishing. There are things like genetic issues you might need to consider as well. What sort of species, where are they coming from to restock them? And I think really we mustn't forget that the oceans have an incredible ability to restock themselves. We just have to give them a chance. When we take away fishing pressure from certain areas, we do see an extraordinary recovery. So what we really have to focus on oceans healing themselves. I think stepping in and doing it ourselves is not the approach. It's a case of letting the oceans do it themselves and giving them a chance.
Indeed. So true of many aspects of life. Thanks, Helen.